Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Open up your Bibles. I just heard something. The biggest trick has been separation. It's been the biggest trick since the beginning. Don't ever forget that the biggest trick has been separation. The biggest trick has begun separating you from who you really are. All right? And displacing you. If I displace you, then it means I get your mentality, your understanding out from a centered place and put you somewhere else. So you're always in a place of getting. Always in a place of trying to accomplish. Always in a place of trying to be good enough. Now, if you've been in the church a long time, you know that's what we learn. Come on, amen. Come on, you keep, why you pray so hard? Because you want to be a good prayer, right? Why? Because I want to be a good study. I want to be, and we always put you in a place of trying to grab something instead of realizing that you already are something and giving you instructions on who you are. Remember the word, the Lord showed me this a while back, that instructions is construction on the inside. Instruct, construct. It's all building something. You get it? When you construct, the word C-O-N, I took it from Spanish, this might have been the only word I learned in Spanish, but con means with, right? C-O-N is with, some other Ola and all that stuff like that, but you know me, you know, commenting on all that stuff, but you know. And so when I see con, like confirmation, like be not conformed, don't be formed with. See, all these languages go together, Latin, Greek, English, Spanish, all these different things, they kind of go off each other, you know, so construction, I built something with these plans, right? So instruction means I'm building something on the inside, right? Means I'm operating from something that's built on the inside. Y'all get what I'm saying? Instruction. So the number one problem has been, since the beginning, separation. Everybody say separation. Separation. So now, we talk, we say, I will, or I'm going to do that, or I want that, instead of saying I am. See, everything that God has for you already are. That's hard for you to understand because we lived in a society of accomplishment. Come on. Since you've been a little kid, color inside the lines, huh? And you'll get a little star on your paper, huh? Yeah, I was the one that broke the rules. I'd just be like, get it how you live. We done now, right? But kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, training up, right? And there's a reason for those things. I taught in my last class that there's a reason for rules. But rules are to train a child to grow up and receive instructions. Now, rules and instructions, you ever seen Charlie Brown? Remember the teacher come in and talking and wah, 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 wah. None of us understood what they were saying, but clearly Charlie Brown and all his friends knew exactly what she was saying. Y'all remember that? Yeah, sometimes instructions come across like wah, 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 wah to you because you're still in rule stage. Are y'all understanding me? It translates by where you are. In all that getting, get understanding, right? Come on, say, in all my getting, I must get understanding. Come on, say it again. All my getting, I must get understanding. Say it again. All my getting, I must get understanding. Because watch this. As I think, therefore I am. These are all scriptures, right? So the way that I think is the way that I am. However I allow my mind to settle, or whatever I build my mind on, whatever foundation I put my mind on, whatever I let my mind stand on, that's what I'm going to be. Understand this. And all that getting, get. So this Bible can be the most powerful thing that has ever happened to your identity, but if you're thinking another way about it, it won't be that to you. And it's not the Bible's fault. This is what I'm saying. And so now, because I displaced the power, right? I displaced the truth about who I am. So now I'm going trying to get holy. I'm going trying to get righteous. When I am the righteousness of, who, what is I am? Righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. I'm going trying to get wealthy. I'm going, trying to do all these different things when I already am, but you just don't know it. So now, since the beginning of time, which you were not here in the beginning of time, in your mind like it is now, as a part of God we were, since the very beginning of this book that you, the Bible that we're studying, living by this book, the number one trick was separation. There's a tree of, give me the two trees. The tree of what? In the Genesis. Tree of what? No, give me the first one. Give me the right one. Give me the tree of what? Huh? Y'all know what tree it is? Uh-oh, no, shoot. I got to go back to Sunday school now. What's the tree? The tree of what? Yeah, tree of life. In the middle of the garden, right? Tree of life. We ain't got to read it, huh? All right, are we clear? Tree of life. Everybody say tree of life. We knew that was one of them, right? Ain't the tree of righteousness, ain't the tree of long living, ain't none of that. The tree of, are we clear about that one, right? So do we know what the other one is? What's the other one? They call it from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now just realize that on that same tree, good and evil is on that tree. So you can go on that tree looking for good, you'll find some evil. Because both of them on that tree. So you thought doing the good thing was the right thing. But it could have ended up being the evil thing if you didn't mix it with some life. Yes. This is what I'm saying to you, all right? Two trees. Tree of life. Everybody say life.
Life.
That's what you're living right now, right? Right? Yes. Are you living right now?
Yes.
The tree, life, right? It's your life, right? Right? Tree of life. So it's a tree of you. That's what you're living right now, huh? Whose life is your life, right? Yes. And the life that I now live in the flesh. Come on, go on scripture, right? So that's what you're doing. You're living life. This tree of you. Tree of life. Then you got the tree of knowledge. Some knowledge somewhere else. Whose knowledge is this? I don't know. Where does knowledge come from? I don't know who the knowledge belongs to. But the tree of knowledge of good, knowledge of evil. And from that particular point, from that particular point, when he got you to partake, got us to partake. Remember, the Bible's a story about us. That ain't just Adam and Eve, that's us every day. Some of us took the tree of knowledge of good and evil today over the tree of life. Hey man. Right? You made some decisions based on decisions that them people told you to make. Right? Or what you thought was the right thing before now instead of consulting life. And from that particular moment, there's a separation. And now, you ready for this? You were separated from God's word. That's what I'm trying to tell you. From that particular moment, there was a mentality of separation between you and the word of God. Prove to you, I said it last week, prove to you that you are the word of God. Say, I am,
I am
the word of God. Say it again. Say, I am the word of God. Come on, say it again. Say, I am the word of God. Right, then if you go to scripture, say not one word will turn void, but accomplish. That means you're going to accomplish exactly what God called you to accomplish. But you got to realize that I am the word of God. Say it.
I am the word of God.
And I want you to say it because I know it makes you a little nervous and it makes you a little fidgety, and I know it makes you, it's a little different. You might not have never said it before then. And that's okay, but say it now. Say it. Because see, the separation, he said, surely you're not going to die. He said, now he's talking to God. Now they were talking face to face with God. There was no other voice but the voice of God. But this system comes in, serpent, and begins to say, surely you're not going to die. He just knows you're going to be just like him. Well, hold on. Because he already told me that I was made in his image. I'm already made in his image and his likeness. So there's nothing outside of me that's going to make me more like him. You see the trick? So now I'm getting you to forsake your life for some knowledge. Forsaking your identity for knowing some good stuff. That's church all day. That's church stuff, and I'm not talking about your particular church, but I'm talking about as a whole. That's religion. That's rhetoric all day long. Know a lot of scriptures, ain't getting a lot done. Knowing a bunch of prayers, but ain't moving no mountains. Come on, y'all. Because there's a separation. You're separated from your power. You're separated from the power that you are. And it's tricky. It's tricky because you can know a lot of scriptures, and you can know a lot of sermons, and you can know a lot of songs and worship songs, and you can know a lot or whatever. And why? How is it that I can know a bunch of that and still not get it done? Is it true that you can know something, right, but not produce something? Think about it for a minute. All right. We don't need to do a show of hands, but I know that God wants me to have more than enough, over and above, abundance, more than I can do what I know what to do with. Is that today's story? No, is that today's story in your pocket right now? In your bank, but you know it, don't you? Right? You know it, right? What's the separation? And all that getting. See, there's another word for understanding. It's called foundation. See, under. It's another thing we do with living by the book. You break these words down, all right? These words sometimes that we use every day, but we don't break them down. We don't spend time with them. See, we don't spend time. Under my standing, the foundation. And all that getting, get foundation. Taking you on a trail. Are you ready? I'm taking myself on a trail too. Let y'all know now. Y'all think I'm teaching this class, but I'm learning this class too. All right? And all that getting, get what? I'm getting a foundation under my standing, right? And then there's a scripture. I don't have time to go there. 33, the scripture says, upon this rock I'll build my church. It's the revelation of Jesus. They say that the stone which the builders rejected have become the cornerstone. Are y'all understanding me? So now the rock, you know, rock of ages, you know, we talk about Jesus, right? He the rock. Don't we call him the rock? He's talking about the foundation. He's the foundation. He's the concrete under your structure. Right? So in all that getting, get Jesus. In all that getting, get a Christ nature. Come on, y'all. Come on. In all thy getting, don't go into this scripture and into the Bible and get a bunch of rhetoric. Rhetoric is cool, but it's just good speaking. Rhetoric means you know how to quote the scripture really well. Don't go in this scripture and just get a bunch of religion. Don't go in these scriptures and just get a bunch of rules. Get your life. It's talking about you. And so now the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That even sounds more confusing. Look at the singularity. Tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's even harder to say. Even take more time to say that tree. Ain't that the truth? Because God was life. That's it. So we've separated from life, and it's been a trick ever since the beginning. And how long you been having the Bible? How long you been owning the Bible? How long you been having one sitting on your counter? Or somebody gave you one and signed your name and dedication to you or whatever? How long? Y'all know what I'm talking about. How long have you had the Bible but didn't realize it was talking about you? Oh, my God. From the front to the back. You say, well, are there rules in the Bible? Yeah, there's rules. It's called them laws. But the laws, there's some rules I had to follow when I was a child. I told my class, when I used to be little, I couldn't just get up and say, hey, mom, I'm about to go to the bathroom right quick. No, there were some rules. And if I didn't follow the rules, there was going to be a rap, like I was going to rap me upside my head, right? Going to be right. Repercussions, right. Like, but I had to follow. So, hey, mom, I gotta go potty. I don't know if I said it like that, but I gotta do number one, number two. I don't know, whatever they taught me, right? But I had to get permission. Didn't even get somebody to escort me to the bathroom and help me out. Rules. But now me with my big grown self right now. Y'all know right now. Y'all saw me walking here, saw me walking somewhere with my mama, and y'all heard me say, hey, mom, I need to go do number one. Y'all be like, you big grown. This big grown Boy, what is wrong with you? Come here, let me talk to you for a second. You know you would, wouldn't you? Because it seems like it's crazy for me to be using that same rule when I've grown to understand how to do this. You get it? And so now the rules are good, and the rhetoric is good, and all those things are cool, but they're not foundation. And so what happens is, it is very easy, and I love just living, I like Living by the Book. That's a great title. I like Living as the Book. All right? And that goes from that to that. All right? Nothing wrong with living by the book, because we live by the book until we live as the book. There's levels to it. Everybody say levels. There's levels to it. But since the beginning, there's been a separation of your life from God's will. So now, from that time, you've been trying to accomplish. Every sacrifice in the Old Testament, every burnt calf, every thing that they did was trying to accomplish the will of God in some kind of aspect, because they couldn't get a revelation that they were until Jesus. So now John 1 says, and the word was made, and it's specific about why it said it that way. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. I'll give you another one. John chapter 5, verse 39. Go real quick. And we're going to be touching on this in a whole bunch. John chapter 5, verse 39. Whoever get there first, start reading. Just start reading as soon as you get there. John chapter 5, verse 39.
And they are they.
Read again real loud. Okay, so cool. And it's written in red. Is it red in your Bible? They told me you ain't unless you got a Bible with red in it. Forget the eye. That's what they told me when I was younger. All right, so watch this. Don't make a law out of it. But listen. So John chapter 5, 39, it says, search the scriptures. Y'all just say, right, Lindsay? Say, search the scriptures. So good. In the red, Jesus telling me, search the scriptures. We ain't got no problem with that one, huh? Huh? Because we've been searching these scriptures forever. And it's cool. Don't stop searching. What, read on next. Oh, for in them you think you have eternal life. So, you've been searching the scriptures. Why? Why have you been searching the scriptures? It just told you. Read it. Come on, because you think in them scriptures you're gonna find a way to heaven. Y'all know it as sure as I know my name. Listen, we gotta break this. Listen. You got saved because you didn't want to go to hell. That's okay. They used to do the little plays called Hell's Fire, Hell's Flame, little demons running down the aisle, scare the hell out you, right? Everybody, you saved and don't know if you saved, so I'm going to the altar to get a checkup. Right? Because don't nobody want to go to hell. And the priest held us since we've been little. Flames, you can't get out. I don't know if any of y'all have been burnt before. I have. Lord, you can't get out. They got monsters and stuff down there. Ain't none of my friends going to be there. Ain't no more fun. Don't nobody. Sign me up for Jesus. Right? So even when you've got past in that self gain, which sometimes I don't even know we got past that yet. Because we still on a trail to go to glory. One day the trumpet going to sound. What you doing today, though? It didn't sound today. The trumpet didn't. No trumpet. Now what? What you going to do today? What about all the days that lead up to the trumpet? If it was just about the trumpet, or just about you going to heaven, then the moment you said, Lord, I accept you to be my Lord, and said, poof, you'd have been going to glory. But here we are. So it must be something bigger, huh? Must be something going on, huh? Search some scriptures. For in them you think that you have eternal life. What's the next part say? And I used to say but they, but it wasn't but, it said and. So I started living by the book. I started reading it right? And they are they. What do what? Okay, so come on, let's break it down. Let's see what, slow down. So we read in John chapter 5, we go through all these scriptures, we're trying to preach it. Hold up. Break this down right quick, because you understand what's going on. So now we got these scriptures. He's telling us certain scriptures. Because And he's really telling them that we do search them because we think we got eternal life in them. And he's not necessarily saying that there is not eternal life in the scriptures. Right? But he said, yeah, eternal life. And they, them scriptures, are they that testify of Jesus is talking, right? So now he's saying that these scriptures, all these scriptures that you read are giving a testimony of Jesus the Christ. All of them, everything after Jesus in the Bible is pointing back to him. Everything before him was pointing forward to him. You can hear it. You hear it in prophecies over and over and over again in the Old Testament. They always talking about somebody coming. They said there was a king that's coming. They didn't realize what the king was going to look like, though. They didn't realize the king was not a kingdom built with castles and all these different. They didn't realize what it looked like. That's why they didn't recognize who Jesus was. But now they which testify of who? Jesus said of him, right? What did the next part say? What? Come on, y'all read it. Come on, look, y'all looking at me. Stop looking. Hey, get your Bible. Hey, get your Bible. Read it. Get your Bible. Read it. Read it. What? Read it. Y'all read. Your turn. Read it. Read it. Go read it. Read. Y'all read in the back. Y'all read. Y'all looking at me. Read it. What the next part say? Huh? I can't hear it. Say it a little bit louder. And you won't come to me, so you'll have the life you're looking for. So are you telling me, hold on, let me see your Bible. On an iPad or phone or something, shake that at me. Let me see them right quick. So are you telling me that it's a possibility that I can get into this and not get all the way to Jesus? Are you telling me, because this is what he's saying now, it's possible for me to be searching these scriptures and never see Christ in me. Because that leaves you the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now you know some good stuff and you know some bad stuff, but you have no empowerment to enable any. See the difference between good and bad. See, good and bad. I want to be a good person. I want to be a bad person. Well, you know, dying is dying, good or bad? On top of your head, ready? Dying, good or bad? Go. Bad. All right, you die right now, good or bad? Come on, all right. Dying, good or bad? But it's the best thing that ever happened to you when Jesus died. In actuality, you need to die too. Maybe not the same way. If I ask you if dying is good or bad, it's amazing how everybody wanna. I can't wait to see my Savior, but nobody gonna get there to get there. Like, you won't see him. You next. Nobody won't get in line for that one. Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, we miss the life. See the term life that you won't come to me that you have, and so now. You know, almost made me think about the Bible, the paper made out of trees. I was thinking about all that. Like, you up here reading all these things, and I'm not saying don't read it. But in all thy getting get, in all thy reading, get some understanding. While you're studying this word, understand that you're studying who God made you to be. You're studying who you are. If you don't realize that you are studying you, then you will always be deferring the power that you are. You're going to miss out. See, God's original intention was for, Jesus said, the works that I do so you do also, and greater works than these that I go unto my Father. And for some reason, we skip over that scripture a lot. And we read it, but then we skip over it, and we never bring it. Like, I have to bring that home to myself and look in the mirror like, okay, Jesus told me the works that I do, the works he did, I'm supposed to be doing the same thing. What's wrong with me? Right? And we skip over them, but that's what's supposed to be happening. We're supposed to be doing the same works. God's intention was for us to be flourishing and doing the work and replenishing the earth like Jesus was and is trying to do through you, but you don't even see the connection because of separation. There's a scripture in the Bible says, and we'll get over there. So I'm talking about, you know, the scriptures. You say, well, the devil know the scriptures. Ain't that a scripture that's scripture in the Bible, huh? Yeah. Even the demons know the scripture. Look, they know the scriptures better than you know them. You quote one, they're going to quote one back at you. You quote it back at you. I've been reading this Bible for years. All the years before you got here. You don't think I was ready for you? You remember the seven sons of Sceva? We come in the name of Jesus. And Paul. Jesus I know. Paul I know. Who are you? Good question, ain't it? Because obviously who they were. So I had to come in somebody else's name because I didn't know mine. Jesus, I know. And see, here's the thing about, this is not a devil bashing thing. It's just about life. Like his beatdown is in the process of living. Y'all didn't catch me, didn't want to say that. The enemy's beatdown is in the, you don't have to go out your way to beat him down. You don't have to step out of path to step on his head. You know the devil's under your feet, right? You don't have to go and rebuke them. Oh, all that's in part of your path. He's already defeated. Are y'all getting what I'm saying? But the trick about him is that he knows that if he can get you to not know who you are and not know your identity, then he'll beat you. Because you don't even know the power you got. Right? If I can make you forget your account number, you'll never access your money. You can have all the money in the world and be able to take care of all the world's problems and poverty and all everybody else's bills. And you can have all that in your account. But if I get you to forget your identification number and your account number, then you have no access. So I make this a religion for you. I make these some cute stories. I'm making some cool little things that we get together and talk about on Sundays and Wednesdays. And we never bring it all the way home to realize that I am the Word of God. And he spoke you before he made you. Let us make man in our image and our likeness. Those words, ain't it? Just like let there be light. Ain't the same words? Right? So I spoke you for the Word of God. Don't get off the horse. Well, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to say I'm the Word. Who told you wasn't? Oh, well, God, he's not going to strike. God is not up there jealous. Like, he's not up there. Oh, they're going to take some glory from me. Let me strike them down. He knows who he is. He knows who he is. He knows exactly what everything is about. He just wish you learn who you are in him. So now, this word from the beginning has been separation. Are y'all with me? This ain't confusing y'all, is it? Okay. From the beginning, it's been separation. And it separates you from your life. It's separated from the life that you are. Not the life that you have. The life that you are. You get it? And it separated you and sent you on a knowledge chase. Is knowledge a bad thing? No. But knowledge is on the inside of life. Are y'all getting that? See, it's hard to say because we've just been taught a certain way and we've just learned a certain way and we've been, and I'm not just talking about church, we've just learned from mom and them. Just you got to go get it. You better do this, and you got to go get it, right? We learned that. But you got everything you need right now. There are regions of, thank God, there are regions, if I see you like a map from the inside. And there are regions of righteousness that you just hadn't reached yet because nobody revealed it to you. There are places of abundance and wisdom and revelation and knowledge that's been in you the whole time. Jeremiah, he told Jeremiah, he said, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. I ordained you. I sanctified you. I had you set up before you got here. I put everything on the inside of you before you got here, and all you got to do is start unlocking these regions. Unlocking these places on the inside of you. All right, have you ever, I remember before Apostle started preaching, and this 20-something years ago, we started preaching Money Coming. We ain't know nothing about we supposed to have no money. We the broke or the blesser. Come on, y'all know it. No church, you know, get away from the love of money, the rule of all evil. Reading all out of context. Ain't supposed to have a lot now. And we, you know, because you know it's going to silver and gold. I'd rather have Jesus. That's nowhere in the Bible. But anyway, silver and gold. Rather have Jesus, right? Then somebody gets light, and then brings the light to you, called a revelation. When something gets under, when something that you couldn't see, is not a revelation, right? Everybody say revelation.
Revelation.
See you. You're getting knowledge, but you need revelation. See revelation now, because see. Oh, I see now that you can get knowledge, but nothing be revealed. But then now the revelation knowledge uncovers something inside of you and shows you another part of yourself. See, something being revealed that is there, but it's covered up. It's there, but you just can't see it. Because it's either covered up or it's too dark or you just can't see it. But it's there. And so now the revelation that comes from God, revelation knowledge, Christ, which is the rock. Listen, Matthew 16, you write it down, go study it for yourself. Right? He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. That revelation unfolds your true identity from the inside. Every shortcoming, every confusion, every lack, every misdirection, every depression, every oppression, every loss, every all of those things come from a fact of not knowing who you are. It's an identity crisis. And this is the reason why people don't want to come to church. Because they think we're just a bag of rules. Y'all know that? They think we are an institution of control. They think we're a bag of rules, and all we got is rules, and all we want to do is tell people what to do and when to do it and how to do it. And they don't know, I'm not saying nobody, barely is there a point to where they say, no, we're trying to reveal you who you are. Can I tell you the truth of the matter? It really ain't no difference between you and the people you call heathens. Or you and the worldly people with your worldly car that you drove here and that worldly money you got in your pocket and them worldly pens you're using right now. What is that? Where you live at? Y'all get what I'm saying? I even found out living by the book. See, living by the book, I'll teach something. Romans 12 and 2. Don't go there. Just write it down. Be ye not conformed to this world, right? But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you really prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, right? And many times anybody ever heard that preached before? Yeah. And you heard somebody went to that text and then started giving their points on it, right? Yeah. Well, see, you can't really do that because that's not, you don't really know the context. You go to the beginning of the book of Romans, he said, I write this, and first of all, Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, all the ENs were letters. Right, you go through them, you don't see a lot of action. You go do research. Go do your research, and you read through those ENs. He writes, and sometimes he say to the church, but this one in Romans, he didn't say that. He said to all the Romans. This wasn't to the church. This is everybody else in Rome. And so he begins to talk, and I got to do some more reading, because I'm still reading too. I'm still learning. Reading too. But he began to talk, so I started reading backwards from that. I read verse 2, and you know, I can preach a message off of right? But what are you talking about right now, Paul? Who are you talking to? What is the context? What were the things that you've been talking about the hour before you made this statement? So let me flip back a couple pages and keep reading. Let me flip back. And Paul is saying, don't be conformed to this world. He wasn't talking about this, right? Because if it was just that, see, we hypocrites too. On the slick, because if it was just that, you got to give up a lot of stuff that you just be wearing and walking around with and all that. He says, don't be conformed to the world. Well, I better not wear no shoes. Like, you know. Right. So it wasn't that. He was saying this world of religion and rhetoric. World or this mindset or this systemized mindset that the gospel is only for one set of people and not for another. This mindset that you are the only good ones and everybody else is not good. You know, that's the problem they had with Jesus. See, the problem they had with Jesus, because I almost... People, their eyes. People getting up and walking, they dead, they getting up. Come on, man, let's keep this dude. But the problem was that they thought they were the only chosen people. And Jesus, watch this, is self, and it's greed. It doesn't seem like it, but it is. This is what I'm saying. Because Jesus opens, you know, when they say when he said it is finished, the veil tore. See, Jesus ripped the veil open. And now it's open for everybody. But if you've been inside and you've been told that the other people are supposed to be outside and you've been benefiting from being in and not lower class, black folks, white folks, racism began in the church. Racism began way back with the children of Israel. They're living by the book. Y'all go read it. We the good people. Y'all don't hear from God. So now if you've been to a position, this is the problem with racism nowadays in today's life too. That's why there's a foot on certain people's neck and why the system is doing a certain thing, because there's a level of greed and a level of scarcity that they don't understand. People think that there's not enough for everybody. And if I've been benefiting from greater understanding, and I keep you over here, keep me over here, if I've been benefiting from it, then anybody that tells the truth about the fact that there's really enough for everybody out here, and we go over, you can really get in, I got to kill him. We can see people over years that have gotten killed for that understanding in racial things, but also just years of all that. So now here's Jesus saying, no, it's not just for them over here. It's for all of us. Remember, I was listening to the Bible the other day. I listened to it, and I listened to him talk to the woman at the well. She said, "I'm, y'all Jews don't fool with us. I'm from Samaria. Y'all know y'all don't talk to us like that. Then you come over here and ask me for some water." He listened. The woman about to get stoned. Right? They brought out there because she got caught in adultery, huh? You can't be an adulterer by yourself. So one of you picky head, whatever, was adultering with her. That's probably why you wanted to kill her. Stone her. Let's kill her, y'all, so she don't go back and tell my old lady. Come on, y'all, come on. And at this time, too, you have to understand history and the time. At the time, women were treated differently. They were treated like cattle and not like. So now, for Jesus to step in for the defense of a woman, we got to kill this dude. He messing up our hierarchy. He didn't let this woman come in here. She didn't snuck, you know, the woman that washed her feet with tears and put her hair? Yeah, she had to sneak into that Jewish house because they wouldn't let her in. And he didn't let this woman come in here. He brings everything back to the life, to God's original intention. Oh, we got to kill him. We got to get him out of here. Because he's breaking down the walls that we built. And so, cunning craftiness, that's Ephesians 4. That we be no more children. That we be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. By the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive. Do y'all see this? So now there's a doctrine and it's full of craftiness to deceive you from the truth that you are. right now, Jesus, every thought got to be brought to the obedience of Christ. Right? Bring every thought. Listen to me. I learned this from my long time ago. He said, I want to teach you so well that even if I go off, you know where the truth is. Now that's a leader. When a leader tells you that I'm going to teach you so well that even if I miss it, you know where the truth is. That's somebody that really wants, they're enabling. That's Jesus. All right, now watch this. You got to be brought to the obedience of Christ. There's too much rules, rhetoric, religion. There's a lot of opinion. Well, you know, I felt like, nobody asked you how you felt. What's the truth? How many people give you advice about how they felt? And then you fail with how they felt. Ain't that the truth? You got to bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. Bring every thought. There are some denominations, which I don't even know why I got to even say that. That even makes no sense to have to say denominations or religions or sections of Christianity. Right? Christian. All right? But separation starts happening. From mankind. It could be from us if we don't watch ourselves. Right? Separation. And There's even some denominations today. See, the problem then was that they said, come to me. Because I'm going to hear God for you. He's not gonna talk to you. You remember the holies of holies, the inner courts, the outer courts. Anybody familiar with that?
Right.
We don't have no time to go back, but the way they used to have was you couldn't go into the inner courts unless you were the priest. A rope tied around his ankle with some bells just in case he fell out. Right? And so at that time, I probably wouldn't have wanted to go in because just come back out and tell me what he said and we got it. Right? But there's an inner court, not any going in. Everybody couldn't go in. So that's why it's important when you see that when he said it's finished in the veil tore. And he said, it was showing a semblance of life back to mankind and truth and the availability. That's what Jesus did, man. Mm-hmm. But now the veil is torn, and now I don't have to have a secondhand revelation. Mm-hmm. It does not take anything away from my man of God. It doesn't take anything away from my leader. Because my leader has been experienced in a thing probably longer than me. So they can see a little, the visionary, supervisor. They can see a little higher than I can see. So this is what I'm about to say. Does not take any away from that. But listen, God will talk to you right where you are because the veil is torn. But you can't get it without me. Then where you got to go all the time? Who the boss? I can tell you, sit down, shut up, flip over, go over there, bring me that, do that. And you got to do what I want you to because I haven't enabled you. I'm not going to call the denomination name. I'm not going to do it. But to this day, they still do church in another language. You trying to think about it now? You're like, let me see what church that is. They still quote the Holy Scriptures in another language that nobody else speaks. They say it, you say it, you repeat it, and that's a wrap. Y'all come talk to me to get your forgiveness. Right? I'm not, but it's a, it's, listen, but listen, because you know, good word of faith could be the same way.
Yeah.
Good full gospel, whatever it is, you name it. They all got the resemblance of some of the same stuff. And so it doesn't enable you, right, to know who God is in you. Right? If you knew who God was in you, and you really knew who Christ was in you, your connection, your servanthood, your following, your all that'll be better. You would buck up and try to, no, it'll be better if you knew the truth. And so slight of men, cunning craft, we're about to lie and wait to deceive you. These guys are like, yo, he messing up our money. Priests and the politicians were in cahoots. You messing with our money now. You remember, I listened to it today. I listen to the Bible sometimes because sometimes I pick up some stuff a little better. Listening to it, I just want to move it around. And you remember he went over there, he said he banded up some cards. Mm-hmm. In the temple, flipping up a table. And I really got a visual of it, living by the book. He said he whooped everybody and loose all the cows and everything. So I'm just thinking everybody running out of the temple. Yeah. Right? Well, if you're doing the research, you understand why he did this. There was a journey that they would always take to Jerusalem for the Passover. And so when you come for the Passover, you always had to have a level of sacrifice was determined by the level of money you had to spend on the level of size animal. Some people had doves. But if any animal had a blemish on them, the priest had a right to tell you go back and get another one, which means you got to spend more money to go get another one just because the priest who's in collusion with the politicians tell you got to go back. Ain't there a problem? On the way to the Holy Land, they would lower the rates of the money. So now you need to have more. So Jesus was hot. That's when he go in and start flipping over the table. You thought he was just mad at him because of whatever. No, he's fixing the politics too. Y'all get what I'm saying? It's gonna be a good class. Listen, slow down. Slow down. All right? The quickest way to get some more revelation of what you're reading is to slow down. Slow down and just dig in that one little scripture for a little while. Read the scripture before, read the scripture after. Now, read a couple chapters before and see who you're talking to. You get it? And you get some clarity on what you got going on. Amen.